a bull elephant had strayed from its safe reserve. And as soon as it was outside of that particular area, it meant that there was an order to kill placed on it, which meant he became prey to hunters. So we very quickly scrambled a team together to rescue Harry, as he became known. And we very quickly got him to a safe area, and he's now found a new herd in a different part of South Africa, which was fantastic. However, we then became aware that the rest of his herd were very close to starvation because the reserve they were on didn't have enough food or water, and the landowner was not doing everything that they could to help. So we were very concerned about the entire herd of elephants that were left there. So we partnered with a number of other conservation organisations to scramble a team together to go in and rescue the entire herd. And we managed to move 11 elephants to safety, to a different safe reserve in South Africa. At that point, it then became evident that our work was not yet done because there were other animals that needed rescuing. So we in fact went back and successfully moved 4 giraffe, a number of wildebeest and some buffalo as well. With the work we've been doing in South Africa, it's of a much more urgent and quick nature compared to some of our longer term planned projects. So this is where it's a new area of work we're going into. It's very important, and we've proven to have successfully transported over 63 animals in our most recent rescue. But we know of many more. There's another herd of elephants that would need rescuing within the next 6 to 9 months. There's also hippos, there's more giraffe, there's lots of other animals. And this is where we need to secure more funds to enable us to do this sort of work. We do lots of events through the year where we ask people to help fundraise for us. So if they are a sporty type, they might want to come along to one of our running events. One of the best ways for us is to set up a regular direct debit, because it really helps us to plan. So it doesn't have to be very much per month, but it means that we can really plan onwards. Or even if companies want to get involved in our corporate membership, that's another great way to help us out. Or visiting the park and just finding out more about the work we do. As I mentioned, lots of people probably know about Portlam and Howlett's, but it often comes as a surprise that we're rescuing herds of elephants in South Africa. Come along and see some of these incredible animals at Howlett's and Portlam. I think I used to think you only went to a wildlife park if you had small children. I do have small children, but I wish I'd gone before having them, possibly. It's of interest for everyone, and I think it gives you an idea of how special these animals are and how important it is that we preserve them for the next generation, because they're under severe threat, and I would hate the thought that my children weren't able to live in a world where these animals exist.